We began with the end in mind. We said, this is where I want to go. This is what I want to achieve. And then we figured out, we reversed engineered everything else. What do we need to do, to buy, to get, to call in order to achieve that? And that's what you got to do with your podcast.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, podcaster. It is Adam A. Adams, your host of POP, the podcast on podcasting. And I'm actually happy to share some information with you that I think can help you be a better podcaster. Isn't that what we all want? We want to grow our audience. We want to make more money through our business or through our podcast or both. And in order to get there, we have to absolutely know and understand and identify. You've got to stop and figure out what you're wanting to achieve with your podcast. Boom. I could drop the mic there. This could be a fairly short episode for you. All in all, we need to understand, if we're going to have a podcast, we need to know what we want to achieve from it. If you've ever read the book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, my dad made me read it when I was very young, very, very young. And one of the takeaways that I got from that book was, begin with the end in mind. When I think of begin with the end in mind, it means I need to understand, for example, if I'm going to go on a vacation, I've got to start by identifying where I'm going. Okay, I'm going to this place. How long is the drive? How long is the flight? Okay, I'm going to stay there for this long. Okay, what do I need to pack? What's the weather like? If you said to yourself, this would be ridiculous, by the way, most people don't do this. Most people would freak out trying to do this. It's just an unprepared way of going on a vacation. I don't know very many people that say, you know what? I want to go on vacation. And so they just get up and go to vacation. They never bought a ticket. They never decided where they're going. They never packed a bag. They never filled up their car with gas. They never figured out if they were going with somebody. They just literally decided out of nowhere, I want to have a podcast, and they launched their podcast and it fell to shit because they didn't plan. They didn't begin with the end in mind. Once you decide that I'm going to go from Colorado to Utah to Salt Lake, I'm going to visit my family here. I want to go skiing because there's a little bit of snow on the mountains. I want to ride my bike because there's still some places that are nice and mountainous, and I want to bring my Jeep. Okay, that sounds good. Now I'm going to call the people that I want to meet there. I'm going to call my brother and say, hey, bro, do you want to do CrossFit on Saturday morning and go Jeeping all day on Sunday? And he's going to probably say yes, because that he loves those things. And so do I. And then I'm going to reach out to my sweetheart and I'm going to say, hey, sweetheart, to my life partner, hey, babe, I'm going to go to this other place. I'm going to go to Utah and I'm going to visit my brother. Do you want to come? And she says yes or no. And I say, should we bring the kids? And she say yes or no. And I say, do these dates work? And she'll say yes or no. And then we'll decide how long to go. Then we'll probably end up getting the Airbnb. And we'll probably decide we're going to take my car because it's bigger, because I can fit all 6 people in the luggage and everything, right? And then we will decide who's going to pay for the gas and when we think we're going to be back. And then we're going to pack our bags. We're going to pack our bags for mountain biking. We're going to pack our bags for skiing. And we're going to pack our bags for CrossFit. We're going to make sure that we have all of these things. Our shoes are in there. Our toothbrush is in there. All of this stuff. Because what did we do? We began with the end in mind. We said, this is where I want to go. This is what I want to achieve. And then we figured out, we reversed engineered everything else. What do we need to do, to buy, to get, to call in order to achieve that? And that's what you got to do with your podcast. You got to begin with the end in mind. So if I hopefully have given you this point very, very strong, and you're like, I definitely need to do that. I definitely need to begin with the end in mind. And why some people's podcasts, and maybe even yours, is falling to shit is because you didn't end up figuring out where you're going or how to get there. You never packed your bag. You never packed your toothbrush. You never called your brother. And so you failed. And so your podcast was a challenge. If you haven't yet started your podcast, awesome. Now you get to begin with the end in mind and don't got to worry about all this stuff. So stop, figure out what you want to achieve, because everything else will hinge on that. You got to stop, figure out what you want to achieve, because everything else will hinge on that. So to wrap this up, I should say that I made mistakes in the beginning of my first podcasting journey. And in this time, I'm sure I'm making mistakes, but much less, because I did way better at beginning with the end in mind. And the people that come to us to work with us, who are usually business owners, maybe they have 2 to 12 employees, maybe they're making 6 figures today and they're looking to move it into the 7 figures. And they want to be able to achieve certain results from their podcast where they have more listeners, monetization. If they're a life coach, they can make more money as a life coach. If they are a lender or an attorney, they make more money as a lender or an attorney because they're getting in front of the right people. But first, we have those clients that come to us. We first have them determine, what does success look like? So that's what I want to give to you. You're a call to action today. The thing you got to do after you listen to this is you got to determine, what does success look like? Okay, so success is 3,000 downloads per episode. Great. And what else does success look like? Let's go a few levels deeper. Don't stay surface level. So you want 3,000. Why do you want 3,000? Well, you want 3,000 because you want 30 clients. And 30 clients means to you $1 million this year, or who knows what it ends up being. But you pretend like 30 clients is $1 million, and that's your goal, is $1 million. Why do you want that? Why? What are you wanting to achieve? Why is that important? Okay, now you answer that. And then you figure out, then it's time to reverse engineer it. It's time to pack your bag. It's time to call the Airbnb. It's time to call your sweetheart, your brother, your mom. And it is time to figure out how to do this. You might call Grow Your Show. You might connect with us and say, man, I have identified clearly exactly where I want to go. And I'm not going to be able to do that without the easy button. I'm not going to be able to achieve that without Grow Your Show on my side, making sure that this, and this happen. Okay, so you got to first determine where you're going, what you want to achieve, what does success look like? And then you got to figure out, how do we get that success? You want to go mountain biking? You got to pack your biking shoes and your biking shorts. You want to go to CrossFit? You got to have your exercise shoes. You want to go skiing? You got to bring your skis. What does success look like? And then reverse engineer it. Pack your bag for the right amount of days. Call the people that you need and make it happen. It all boils down to begin with the end in mind. So I'll see you on the next episode. Oh, hey, because 3 of my clients came to me recently looking to find a way to have their podcast make them money instead of cost them money. We put together a resource for some of our clients, and I want to give it to you as well. It's something that did actually seem to help, because one of them is now making $2,600 a month. Another one's $4,500 a month. And the third is making between $5,000 and $10,000 each month. And so it's been a resource that's been incredibly valuable to them. It's our sponsor sheet template. It's a template of a sponsor sheet, and it gives you something that you can hand to potential sponsors and hopefully also be making $2,600, $4,500, or between $5,000 and $10,000 regularly each month with your podcast. So this has been a contributing factor to helping all 3 of those clients turn their podcast into an additional income stream for them. And the way that you can find it is just going to our website, growyourshow.com, but put in /templates, growyourshow.com/templates. And then you can actually download that template and others that could be valuable to your podcasting experience. I'll see you on the next episode.